The Mystery of the Lost Lenore, Part 20. I have nothing against rain. I quite enjoy watching it out the window of my club, a steaming cup of postum in hand. It's quite relaxing. It can make one quite contemplative. It is, after all, a life-giving force which feeds and nourishes old Mother Earth. And, if I am properly equipped for it with a sou'wester and umbrella, I don't mind the occasional drizzle or mist whilst I am up and about my daily business, provided I can soon slip back into a nice, dry, warm place. But this heavy torrential downpour visited on one's person when he or she is out in the open and quite unprotected is another thing entirely. It is most unpleasant and, it seems to me, unsporting. I am against it. Even though our little party had made fairly good time across the open savanna, we did not make nearly as good time as the dark black storm clouds that had been following us. They soared along, unimpeded by gravity and baggage and reluctant camels and such like, and so they soon caught up with us, long before we reached the lesser hills. I noticed, firstly, that the sky above began to get quite dark. It was afternoon, but before long it would have been difficult to read anything written in any kind of fine print, like the ingredients on a bottle of cold medicine. And soon it was as dark as a movie theater. As it got darker, the occasional droplet of rain splinted on my hat or saddle or shoulder, and then, without much further ado, the entire sky opened up and dumped all the water it had managed to gather up in the previous weeks right down on our heads. We could not have been wetter if we had immersed ourselves in some sort of tank or tub. In fact, it seemed, the rain got into orifices and cracks that would have remained unviolated even in the case of an hour-long soak in the bath. And did I mention that it was a cold rain? None of this was accomplished without noise or fanfare. The rainstorm was accompanied, rather showily I might add, by really an insanely over-the-top display of both sheet and fork lightning, and something which I can only describe as shork or perhaps feet lightning. The whole sky was ablaze, which only made the day seem that much darker in the seconds between blasts. The thunder that went along with this ludicrous display was the loudest I have ever heard. It was, well, thunderous. I wondered why there was no blood issuing from my ears, although I probably would not have noticed, due to the intense volume of rain pouring out of all of my poor orifices. The intensity of this storm made it impossible for me to see anything beyond the pommel of my saddle. I mean this literally. I could not even see the head and neck of my own camel, although I presumed that it was still there. All I could do was continue to move forward in the direction of the hills and to hope for the best. Sadly, I was not going in that direction at all.